It's Tuesday time, and we check in with Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Dennis.
It's time.
Did we ever believe that we'd be excited about 2017?
I know. It's balmy out there compared to what we've had. You know, goodness gracious. So, we've all managed to survive the incredible cold and wind chills that we had. So, we are doing. There are folks, of course, who lost power and had burst pipes, and there's lots of fallout from the effects of the storm, but. Specifically, we want to talk to Dennis, of course, about cold weather and what our vehicles need for the remainder of the winter to make sure that we keep them running. So what you got for us?
Well, first of all, congratulations to everybody that successfully survived the Arctic blast with their vehicles intact. Hopefully they had taken all the precautions that we talked about back in the balmy days of fall and got the vehicles ready to withstand the ultimate test that we put them through last week. Couple of things, if you've had your car out during this time and there's been salt and brine on the roads, it's a good idea, particularly with some of the nice weather we're having the latter part of the week, to take your car and either run it through a automated car wash and wash the whole thing, but at the very least, take it to a self-serve car wash place and wash out the wheel wells and the undercarriage of the car to get all the salt off of it, because that's going to prevent possible future rust on the vehicle and cause it to last longer. So just a good idea to clean up your car, get rid of all that salt and brine it may have picked up driving around in the past week.
Very good tip, yeah.
The other thing that we need to take care of, or we want to be aware of, and I'm sure this was a challenge for some of the people, is our starting system. It's not a bad idea. We've still got plenty of winter to go, and it's not a bad idea, even if you didn't have a problem, to get your starting system checked, primarily to make sure that your battery is strong. We can test batteries, with a scale that's appropriately called cold cranking amps, and it tells us how much, power your battery actually has left to start your vehicles, particularly on these particularly cold mornings. And also the other components of it to make sure that your alternator is charging the battery properly, when you're engine is running, you should be getting 14 volts to your battery to charge it up. So you'll have that charge stored up when you need it on these cold mornings. The other thing is to make sure that the starter and all the components are in good condition, so you don't go out one of these cold mornings, even if it is a balmy 27 degrees. And the car not, or the vehicle not start on you. There's nothing more frustrating than that, I don't think.
Yeah, I was so proud of the little purple haze, my PT Cruiser. Just it took a minute, not a minute, it took about 5 seconds, but it cranked right over on Friday morning when the temperatures were absolutely insane. And really proud of that, too. And thanks to you, Dennis, for a lot of the tips you provided leading us into, especially in Car Care Month. But leading us into the winter months here, too. Good stuff. Wanted to ask you this now. My son has a diesel truck, a Ford, and I know you don't talk about diesel much. Diesel is an entirely different beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and probably between 5 and 10%, maybe I'm being generous there, of drivers do have diesel vehicles, too. So I understand why you would seldom, approach anything relating to diesels because it's a very small part of your business, but nonetheless, folks do have diesel situations, and, they have to make especially rigid, if you would, preparations for winter weather, too. So wanted to toss that in there and didn't know. I just bring it up because some people, and especially a lot of folks who do work, of course, and drive commercial vehicles are having to deal with diesel as well.
Absolutely. I had a good friend of mine that used to work construction. He said, many a good man has gone to hell cussing a piece of equipment trying to get it started in the wintertime. And that is the case with diesels. So the most important thing is to make sure that you've got a good supply of starter fluid in your vehicle to initiate its ignition on these cold mornings. And after that, a lot of the same things that are common to what we've just talked about as far as the starting system is concerned, much of that is just the same as a gasoline-powered car. So the only difference is it takes the diesel a little longer to wake up on these cold mornings than it does a gasoline engine.
Yeah, you get he says get the glow plugs, their version of spark plugs, glow plugs going warm, and the truck will tell you when it's ready too. But on Friday, he had to wait about a minute and a half, a minute 40 maybe, as his glow plugs were warming up, you know, the fluid therein, you know, in order to get the thing crankable. But
it's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's what he said.
That for a diesel vehicle, that's pretty good. You know, in some of the colder parts of Europe, they actually build fires under the engine in order to work. I'm not suggesting this. I'm just carrying a tale here to warm the engines up so they'll start on these bitter cold mornings that they have over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, most tips you get from Dennis Whittingham are very good. Do not light a fire under your car.
No. That's just carrying a tail. Please don't start light a fire under your diesel truck.
Precision Tune Auto Care, Johnson City. Tell us about your store, Dennis, and also about New Year's Day, or New Year's observation.
We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, you can give us a call at 926-9500.
Thank
and
you.
We will be closing Saturday for New Year's. So be sure, and if you need us, get in to see us before Friday afternoon.
What about Monday the 2nd?
We will be open.
Okay,
Monday.
So your observation of New Year's will be this Saturday then. All righty.
Exactly.
Very good. You take care. Try to stay warm out there, you and Buddy and Wanda, and we'll talk to you next year. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
All righty.
Everybody be safe out there this morning.